Hi, everyone. Welcome to another Softly Spoken Saturday with me. And today we're going to be talking about something a little deeper than usual. So recently, I have been going through a mental rut. Just, you know, hard times. And it definitely gave me a lot to think about, and I wanted to share some with you. So, when I was going through this, I've noticed that my attitude, my behavior, and everything just changed. It wasn't just something like, oh, I'm sad. It was stopping me from doing things that I genuinely love doing, and it interrupted my daily life. Every single morning, it would be very difficult for me to wake up. And I literally would not get out of bed until 12 a.m. And then I would start my day slowly but surely. And I found it incredibly hard to start recording. Something that I genuinely love to do and is quite literally my job. So I noticed that this mental rut was really getting in the way of my life. And I was trying and trying to get out of it, but no matter how hard I tried, it just hurt. I had a lot of pain in my heart. My heart was heavy with sadness, and I would just cry out of nowhere. But regardless, I feel as if, you know, this is something that needs to be talked about. If you ever have a moment in your life where you just want to let out a few tears, you want to just relax a bit, take some time for yourself, please do it. Your life is precious, and you deserve to feel better about yourself and your environment. And I've noticed that when I get into this bad mental headspace, my environment gets very dirty. For example, my room, it is a literal mess right now, but I'm just trying to take small steps to cleaning it up, and that also helps a lot. But please do not blame yourself if something like that were to happen, because at the end of the day, I understand when you're in the headspace, you tend to just not pay attention to a lot of other things, or just not have the energy to pay attention to it. So it's okay. Allow yourself to heal and allow yourself to ask for help. Because when I talk to my friends and my partner about everything that's going on, and I tell them that I'm worried about them judging me for my environment or how I am, they all reassure me that it's okay. We don't judge you for this, for this isn't you. It's something that you're going through. And I don't know, I just, ever since I was told those words, I feel way more comfortable opening up to everyone about everything that I've gone through. Everything that I was going through, and it makes everything a lot easier for me. So if you're listening to this right now and you're going through a hard time, please reach out to someone you know and trust. Reach out to a friend. Reach out to a family member or a loved one. Because there is a person out there who will love you and who will take care of you, even at your low points. And if anyone judges you for being at a low point, then that is not the person to go to, and that is not your friend. I also want to just put this out here. When I'm in an emotional state, I tend to act irrationally. And even when I'm in that emotional state, I cannot blame anything else but myself for acting irrationally. Yes, my emotions were high and I was going through a mental block, but that does not give me a go-ahead card to act a certain sort of way. And plus, I just want to say this, holding yourself accountable and learning from your mistakes is what makes you human. It's okay to make mistakes. Literally everyone does it. It's just, yes, there are going to be people who are going to judge you for said mistake. But what really matters, if you take that situation and if you learn from it, if you tell yourself, all right, this is where I went wrong and this is something that I should never do again, or I should try to apply it to the future, that is the true victory. Basically, in a nutshell, mental health is not a scapegoat for anyone's behavior. And being held accountable and learning from your mistakes is okay. I understand it's scary, but once you do it, it's done and over with. And you're a better person at the end of the day. Everyone needs to reflect on themselves. Everyone needs to take accountability in some sort of way. It's something that's a part of everyone's lives, but it is scary to address it. For me, it took me a very long time to be or to come to terms with the idea that I make mistakes and I have to learn from said mistakes. I definitely feel like having this journey of voice acting and doing ASMR has most definitely contributed to my growth somehow. Because there would be times where I address situations in probably the worst way possible, with unnecessary aggression and anger for some odd reason. And I look back onto it, I'm just like, damn, I was really like that? Oh God. So I honestly, like any single time I do something, I encourage people to call me out on it. Because if I am genuinely doing something wrong, I need to know and I need to learn. And I've kind of taken it as they're not trying to attack you. They're trying to help you grow. Obviously, if someone says something like, oh, you're such a B word, you're so this, you're so that, like, I'm not going to take it too hard. But if someone has a genuine comment or concern, I listen. I give them the time to explain, and then I reflect. Obviously, you know, if it's something ludicrous, I don't listen to it. But if it's something that genuinely needs to be looked at, then I will. I know this Softly Spoken Saturday was definitely a lot more serious than the other ones, but this is something that I actually really wanted to talk about since I was going through like a mental block these past few days. It's just been really hard to even record, so I'm just happy to be able to share this all with you and provide you guys my insight on things. I just want to say this. I know how it feels to battle your own personal demons. It's hard, and it can make things very, very difficult. And I just want you to know, if you're going through anything like that, that there are people out there that want to know your story. There are people out there that understand and are more than willing to sympathize with you. And there are so many people out there that want you to succeed, and they're rooting for you. If you ever struggle with something like this, then understand that you're loved, you're cared for, and that you deserve to feel better. With that, I'm going to end off this week's conversation with just one more thing. If you seek comfort in these audios in any sort of way, and if I'm able to provide that comfort to you, then I've done my job. And I'm extraordinarily happy that I was able to help someone. And if that someone is you, want to thank you for being part of this journey of healing and growth. Thank you. Sending love to you always. And with that, I'm going to end off this week's Softly Spoken Saturday. Thank you guys so much for tuning in, and I hope this conversation was good. I mean, I know it was way more serious than usual, but I feel like we need to have these serious talks sometimes. And with that, I'm going to end off this week's Softly Spoken Saturday. I'll make sure that next week's is a little more cheery, so don't you worry. Until then, I'll see you later.